Well, as you know, the community of Westington Springs hit by a tornado yesterday, and among the first responders, the South Dakota National Guard, Major Anthony Dice joins us from the Guard this morning. Major, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Tell us about how many Guard members have been detailed to head to Westington Springs.
Right now, we've got about 100 soldiers on the ground that are providing command and control for our troops that are there. Their main mission right now is security and debris removal. We've got about 170 that are assigned to that mission, so we've got more troops that are coming into the area, but we've got just over 100 right now assisting local emergency management officials.
As we talk about these Guard members, where are these units based out of?
We have soldiers from the 200th Engineer Company, which are based out of Chamberlain and Mobridge, as well as the 211th Engineer Company out of Madison. We've got soldiers from the 842nd, which is based out of the Black Hills here. We've got about 10 dump trucks that are heading to the area to help with debris removal. And then we've also got some members of our 82nd Civil Support Team from Rapid City that are providing command and control there as well.
Major Anthony Dice is on the line with us. It's 10 minutes past 7, mostly cloudy and 67 here at Kello. As they get into Westington Springs, I know some were arriving last night and then again here this morning. What will be the biggest challenges for them as the cleanup begins?
You know, right now, you know, the security mission is first. We want to make sure that, you know, we're assisting local law enforcement to make sure that, you know, with the debris that's everywhere, that the site's secure, and then start identifying which streets need to be getting opened up and get those trucks in there to help to get those the debris hauled away and cleared so they can get the streets back open. So that's going to kind of be the big focus now.
And I know the governor has been asking people just to stay away from Westington Springs unless they actually have business or family there, that there will be opportunities later on for people who want to volunteer, correct?
Yes, that's my understanding. If there's people out there, organizations that want to help volunteer and support those local community members affected, they should, you know, work through the governor's office and the mayor's office in Westington Springs to figure out how they can help.
Now, as we talk about the Guard members that are lending support this morning in Westington Springs, we've also got National Guard members who are helping with over in southeast South Dakota in regard to the flooding.
That's correct. Got about 126 personnel assigned to that flood response operations down there. Mainly our 155th Engineer Company out of Rapid City and Wagner, as well as members of our 842nd Engineer Company with their 10 dump trucks. And they're really going to be focused on helping to construct levee support to help divert water, from the Big Sioux kind of into the McCook Lake area. That's going to be their big mission today, to help haul sand and dirt, working with city engineers to get that in place for the impending, rise in floodwaters that they're anticipating.
13 minutes past 7, Major Anthony Dice of the South Dakota National Guard is on the line with us. You know, when people often think of the National Guard, they maybe are thinking of, because we see so many of our Guard units that get called up overseas and are participating in on active duty and military missions. This kind of support statewide is a big mission of the National Guard.
Well, absolutely. This is what the National Guard is all about. We're here to support our local communities and our state. You know, for the last decade or better, we've been supporting overseas operations in Afghanistan and in Iraq. But this is the mission that we're most proud of, helping our local citizens when we can.
Well, as a former Guardsman myself, I always have still have a lot of pride in our South Dakota National Guard, and always appreciate the efforts of men and women when disasters like this one strike our local communities. So please pass along our thanks.
We'll do that. And thank you, Greg, for your service.
Well, thanks very much. Major Anthony Nice of the South Dakota National Guard. We appreciate your time, Major. Take care.
Thanks, Greg.
14 minutes past 7, and we'll continue to try to get you more updates here this morning as to what's happening in the situation in Wessington Springs. The governor will be holding a news conference at some point this morning, and so we'll have more details for you as they become available.